Good morning, it's Monday, January 24th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with a familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a foggy morning to give way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Lows will drop to near freezing at night, so give yourself time to scrape your windshield if you have to head out early. The National Weather Service has issued a stagnant air advisory for western Washington through noon Wednesday, the result of a high-pressure system that is sitting stationary over the region. Air quality will gradually degrade, and people with respiratory illnesses should follow their physician's advice for dealing with high levels of air pollution. A 53-year-old man found fatally shot Monday night inside the front door of a Tacoma home was identified Friday by the Pierce County Medical Examiner. Earl J. Harris III of Tacoma died of multiple gunshot wounds near the 800 block of South Sheridan Avenue in the city's Hilltop neighborhood. The office ruled his death a homicide. It's not clear what led up to the shooting. Police are continuing to investigate. Buckle up, Tacoma, robot umpires are coming to Cheney Stadium. Major League Baseball's automated ball and strike experiment will expand to 11 AAA ballparks in 2022, including Tacoma, and was announced Thursday in a hiring notice for seasonal tracking operators. The Automated Ball and Strike System, or ABS, relieves home plate umpires of ball and strike calls. Instead, the ABS uses technology, more specifically, pitch arcs and predetermined strike zone dimensions, to generate immediate decisions and relay calls to the umpire. Other determinations, such as check swings and catcher interference, are still left vulnerable to human error at the discretion of plate umpires. Spanning three seasons, the system has made its way through the professional ranks, now completely absent only in MLB. A teenager convicted of killing the 79-year-old owner of a popular Puyallup corner store during a robbery, then fatally shooting his alleged accomplice on a grassy Commencement Bay beach, faced sentencing Friday in Pierce County Superior Court. Robbery Thompson, 16 at the time of the armed robbery and 19 now, was sentenced to 40 years in prison, below the standard sentencing range. During the hearing, Judge James Orlando said the sentence was below the standard range to avoid handing a juvenile offender what would essentially be a life sentence. A Pierce County jury in September found Thompson guilty of all 8 charges against him. The charges stemmed from the April 27, 2019 armed robbery at the Handy Corner store where Soon Ja Nam, who owned and operated it with her husband, was killed, and from the death of 16-year-old Franklin Thuo, who allegedly helped rob the store. Tacoma's original rock and roller has died, but the music lives on. Don Wilson, co-founder and rhythm guitarist of The Ventures, died of natural causes Saturday in Tacoma, age 88, according to a statement from his son Tim. With an estimated 100 million record sales, The Ventures set the standard for instrumental guitar rock in the 1960s and 1970s. Their hits included the instantly recognizable escalating riff of Walk, Don't Run, and the equally familiar theme song for Hawaii Five-O. Those and other songs propelled their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008. A 21-year-old man who became a fugitive 3 weeks ago after fatally shooting his friend in Parkland has been arrested, according to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. Caden Lee Ostley was taken into custody Friday in Spanaway after an hours-long SWAT standoff. He was booked into Pierce County Jail. Ostley is charged with first-degree murder and second-degree assault in connection with the January 1 death of 40-year-old Soren Lay. He was also wanted in an unrelated case for allegedly stabbing his girlfriend and holding her hostage in a U-Haul. Investigators have not determined a motive for why Ostley shot Lay. 4 people were shot in Midland on Saturday night, and 1 person has died, according to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. The shooting took place at 11:19 p.m. at an apartment complex near the intersection of 76th Street Court East and Golden Given Road East. No one had been arrested as of Sunday. 2 shooting victims drove from the scene to an address near East 38th and East I Streets. Tacoma police responded to the area and linked the victims to the earlier incident. One man, 27, was dead. The other, 38, had serious injuries. 3 of the 4 shooting victims were related. 2 people were injured Sunday near Tacoma after a car drove off an overpass and landed on the freeway below, according to Washington State Patrol. The driver, a 21-year-old Tacoma man, was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. He also faces a vehicular assault charge because his passenger, an 18-year-old Tacoma woman, suffered serious injuries, including a fractured pelvis. Incredibly, the injuries weren't more serious because the falling vehicle landed on its wheels. At about 1:20 a.m. the 1999 Volvo sedan was headed toward downtown Tacoma on State Route 509. Troopers say the driver then struck a barrier, went over it and fell from SR 509 to the southbound lanes of Interstate 705. The fall was estimated to be 40 to 50 feet. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNTOffers.com.